Rozmowy przez ocean.
Hello, welcome to our podcast Rozmowy przez ocean, which means conversation through the ocean, over the ocean. As you can hear, today is going to be a little bit different because we're going to speak in English because my guest speaks a few languages, but he doesn't speak Polish. I would like to introduce my guest, Hugo Auler, privately my husband.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Hugo. I have to explain where the inspiration came from. I've heard the podcast of Michelle Obama, and she invited to her first episode her husband, Barack Obama. So I wanted to do the same. I know you are not a president, but you have a lot to say about the United States and especially about the subject that we want to talk about today.
And I'm not that famous also as Barack Obama.
But you're the same age, right? I remember.
Same age.
You were born in the same year. Not just Barack Obama, you, but also...
Well, I don't know if they are in the same year, but close by, the difference 1 year or so, it's myself, it's Barack Obama, it's Brad Pitt, it's George Clooney.
Wow, that's a fantastic...
We're all same age.
Uh-huh. Okay, fantastic. Fantastic group. Okay, Hugo, so good to have you on my podcast, and let's talk about the sports in the United States. You work as you work in the travel industry, and you've been talking to people for 30 years. You've been talking to Spaniards, Italians, Brazilians, and people from all over the world about United States, about the touristic attractions, and so on, so on. That's why I would like to interview you today about the sports. Actually, which language is the easiest for you to talk in?
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah, not right now, of course not Polish, but...
No, for me it doesn't matter. I'm fluent in four languages: Portuguese, which is my first language, English, Spanish, Italian. If I'm speaking on that specific language, I'm thinking on that language. It turns easy.
Well,
to me this way.
Congratulations! Yeah. I know that you're learning German, so let's see how this is gonna work. Good luck with
this.
We'll see. Okay, let's talk about United States, about the sports in the United States. There's many leagues, there's many trends, but we have main leagues that are very, very popular. They're not necessarily the same sports like in Europe or around the world, but there are lots of similarities also. So what's the most popular?
Well, it's when I came to the United States, this was in 1990, came from Brazil. And of course, Brazil, it's football, which is in the United States, they call soccer, which I hate because it's football. And but anyway, and I wasn't involved with the American sports, basically basketball, because I like basketball. Then I used to watch basketball, but baseball and American football and hockey and this and that wasn't my thing. And then, of course, you start living in the country and you start to getting involved with what is going on in the country and the most popular teams and sports and so on and so on. And that's what happened. And I start to learn about American football and baseball and basketball and so on. But today, of course, in the United States, they have many sports. It started with the first one, which is the American football. This is sports, this sport number one in the United States. And then comes baseball, which, just between you and me, I hate baseball.
Okay. You know what? Every time my tourists ask me about baseball and how it is and what are the rules, I always use the words of Albert Einstein, who said that I'm sure you'd learn about mathematics faster than I learn about baseball. That's what he said. So this is my explanation for the fact that I have no clue what a baseball is all about. Of course, we know there are many popular teams, which are actually the most popular teams in baseball.
Well, we have lots of teams in baseball, like the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Giants
in San Francisco, right?
The Giants in San Francisco, exactly. And you know, because New York Yankees. This is a thing that people confuse themselves sometimes, because the Giants, for example, when you talk about Giants and you talk about baseball, in San Francisco, but when we talk about Giants, when you talk about football, it's New York.
No, but also that's also, I think, very American. That they, in the United States, they move teams from city to the city.
Yeah, Dodgers were from New York.
This is crazy. Like, we cannot imagine this in Europe. Like, Real Madrid is going to be moved to Barcelona and
exactly,
opposite.
Yeah.
This is impossible.
The Dodgers were from, if I remember correctly, the Dodgers were from Brooklyn.
I know, but the thing is, whoever buys the team, the owner can move the team wherever they want.
Give you an example of the American football. The Raiders, they were in Los Angeles, and then they moved to Oakland. And they sit in Oakland for some time, and now they're building a stadium in Las Vegas. Actually, they're finishing just now the stadium in Las Vegas, and the Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. It's going to be the first American football team in Las Vegas, by the way.
That's crazy. That's kind of crazy from the European point of view.
But yeah, but just to go back to baseball. Yeah, they have so many rules and takes a long time. Sometimes the games are 3-4 hours, even more. And it's more for a socialized type of thing. The families, they go to the stadium, and it's the hot dog and it's the beer that costs you an arm and a leg, by the way. and then it's more a socialized thing. But the Americans, they love it. It's the second sport in the United States.
I have my own personal experience with a baseball game. I was invited by friends to go with them to the Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles. And that was amazing. I was very excited to see how it is. We were in a special private booth. It was lots of, it was alcohol, wine, and the food. Not like good and healthy food, of course, the American food. But the most, we talk a lot. People didn't pay much attention to what was going on the field. But for me, the most surprising moment came when my friend said, okay, let's go. We have to go back now. I said, yeah, but wait, but the game is still going on. We have to know the score at least. And they're like, no, we'll find out later from internet. But now we have to go because, the traffic in Los Angeles and the parking is going to take us ages to get. So we left the game not knowing the score.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. It's tragic sometimes.
Okay, but American football, let's finish with baseball. Like, we don't know the rules much. We are not very excited about that game. We'll have to invite a real American to the podcast to know more about baseball. But American football, we watch American football sometimes, especially one day, specifically.
Which is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Everybody watches Super Bowl, of
course.
Exactly.
Super Bowl, the beginning of the Super Bowl was in 1967 when they decided to create the NFL, National Football League, and then the Super Bowl started at that time, and now they are on the Super Bowl. And by the way, they do the numbers of the Super Bowl. It's in Roman numbers, and now they are on the 54 is going to be next year in 2021.
No, but it's a very important day for all Americans. This is the day when the biggest amount of money is spent on junk food. Everybody is buying pizzas, hot dogs, right? And just junk food and a beer, the best selling day for the beer. People stay home or go to bars and they watch the Super Bowl. And who won last year?
Kansas City won last year.
But two years ago, it was?
In 2019 was the Patriots.
Oh, 2019 was last year, Hugo. So how? We had the Super Bowl this year?
The Super Bowl this year, of course.
But they didn't cancel?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because it was in
February.
Was February.
Oh, they were lucky. Okay.
The coronavirus came afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. So everything afterwards was canceled.
Yeah.
And last year, the Patriots won, and that's where the famous player that everybody knows.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah. He's famous because he's a really, really good player, but also his wife is one of the most beautiful women in the world. Brazilian with the German heritage.
Exactly.
Dünchen,
yeah. She's from the south of Brazil. It's a huge German community down there.
Okay, so this day is very important. I even watched football on that day because there's lots of new commercials. Actually, the companies pay a lot of money to be able to play the commercial.
Exactly.
And the half show.
Actually, it's millions of dollars for 30 seconds commercial.
Yeah, but the half show is important also because this is just the best. Stars are rewarded with the possibility to play at the half show. It's like 15 minutes. This year we have the two Latinas playing.
J Lo and
the one from Colombia.
The one for the Shakira.
Oh, they had a for some people it was controversial show. I don't know what was controversial there, but there were a lot of comments. But so many stars and Bruno Mars and many stars and everybody would like to play on the half show. They don't take money for that though.
Because it's all related with fame and
it's an honor.
It's an honor to say, oh, I play at the Super Bowl 2018. Oh, I play at the Super Bowl 2017, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. But you're talking about the Tom Brady, and he was from the Patriots, and for many years, about a large number of years, he was playing for the Patriots. But this year, he moved to Tampa Bay.
But he's not young as for a player. But
he's 43 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's famous, and he's really good still. So. For sure,
but
he's
getting to the end of his career.
Oh, yeah. What else do we have on the list? So we have baseball, we have American football number one, baseball number two. Number three is what?
Basketball, it's number three, and it's I love basketball. Basketball, it's in Los Angeles. We have the Los Angeles Lakers, and talking about Los Angeles because where we live. And we have the Los Angeles Lakers, we have the Clippers. And Clippers now, actually, it's better than the Los Angeles Lakers for the last couple of years.
Yeah, lots of people in Poland are interested in basketball, especially it started all with Chicago Bulls. I remember
Chicago
the
Bulls,
Magic
yeah.
team that was winning everything, and everybody was like not sleeping at night to be able to watch. So that's where the fame in Poland, at least, started with the NBA. But it's still going. And of course, we are lucky in LA having those two teams. But there was a big tragedy lately that hit the...
Yeah, when Kobe Bryant died.
In a crash.
On a crash.
In an accident.
And this was a tragedy. But in basketball, those people, they have many players. They're very famous, not just in the United States, but all over the world with everything that they do. And we have Magic Johnson, for example, and he's still involved with the sport. He's still not playing anymore, but he's still involved with the sport because he bought a big chunk of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 61 years old. He's from Michigan, and he played for the Lakers from 79 to 91, and then 91 was a problem. He discovered that he had HIV, and then this was the time that he stopped playing, because I remember at that time the other players start to criticize him. You cannot continue to play if you have HIV. At that time, HIV was kind of a wow.
Yeah, I know, like now, coronavirus now.
Exactly.
Like lots of unknown,
exactly.
lots of,
yeah.
you know, stress and lots of questions.
And then he stopped playing. And then in 94, he became the coach for the Lakers. And then in 96, he came back to play. But then he stopped. But then he got involved. He has money like no tomorrow.
Like all
and,
of them, yes, they're all
yeah.
the famous
and
players.
And then in 2012, he bought the Dodgers, the baseball team.
Oh,
he was one of the owners of the Dodgers. In 2014, he bought the Sparks, which is the women's basketball team in Los Angeles. And he bought a soccer team, a football team, our football, a soccer team, and they're called the Los Angeles Football Club in Los Angeles. He's involved, and he has restaurants and mm-hmm. many other things in Los Angeles.
Oh,
but he was a fantastic player. And he had a rivalry with Larry Bird. Larry Bird used to play for the Celtics. And Larry Bird, excuse me, Larry Bird, he's 63 years old, and he was from Indiana, and he played for the Celtics from 79 to 92, and was a great basketball player. And then, of course, Michael Jordan.
Oh,
Michael
that's, Jordan. We love him in Poland. You know, he's very famous, of course. Everybody loves Michael Jordan. He's still involved also with the games.
Yeah, yeah. He's 57 years old, and he was from Brooklyn, New York. And he played with the Chicago Bulls from 84 to 93, and then from 95 to 98, because he had a gap, and then another gap, and then he played for the Wizards. This was the end of his career from 2001 to 2003. But he, another one who has a lot of money, he's doing a lot of good things with different institutions in the United States. He's something else.
What about the one and the only LeBron James?
Well,
he's still a star.
He's still a star, and he's playing very well. He was with the Cavaliers, and then he now started playing for the Lakers. He's doing a fantastic job. But he's very
involved in the different foundations also, and
also
he gives a lot of speeches, and he supports the poor families and the kids from poor families, and he does a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff, and now he's involved a lot with the Black Lives Matter. With the situation that is happening in the States, with the problems with the police the brutality and many other things, he's a fantastic guy. He's young and he has a few years ahead of him. Yeah.
But NBA, we suggest to really like to invite everybody. When you travel to the United States, it's really cool to go for one of those games. If you're in New York or in San Francisco or Los Angeles, you have a choice of two teams. You can always find... They play on Wednesdays, they play on Saturdays, they play different games. They play in a Staples Center in Los Angeles. And it's amazing feeling to be there and observe. Even if you sit on the top of the arena, you'll see a lot, and you just feel the atmosphere. And because, of course, the seats around are bought by famous movie stars like Nicholson is always there,
Jack,
right?
Jack Nicholson is a strong Lakers fan. And last time that I heard, and this you're talking about 3-4 years ago, maybe more, he was paying $180,000 for his seat.
Oh my God, that's...
for the season, of course.
Okay, so now we're going to go to your favorite sport, which is soccer. How about soccer
Football.
In the United States? Okay, let's talk about the United States. Let's talk how Americans call this team sport, which is soccer in the United States.
Soccer in the United States. Soccer, it's the beginning of soccer in the United States. It's early. It was in 1989 when the FIFA gave the World Cup to the United States and to be played in 94. But in 89, they decided, in 94, we're going to play in the United States. And this was the big push for the soccer, for the football in the United States. And then they decided to create a league. And this was in 1993. They created what we call the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major league soccer. And we have fantastic teams like Los Angeles, one of the best ones, the Galaxy.
But you know what's funny? They try like a very American way. It's marketing, marketing, marketing. So the best marketing was to invite David Beckham to play in Galaxy.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, this whole thing, actually I have to move back a few years back with Pelé.
Brazilian blood is coming out.
No, but this was a long time ago. It was on the 80s when Pelé moved to the United States after he and his career in Brazil. He moved to the United States and they created Cosmos, was a team in the United States. And Pelé was the one that tried to push this forward, but never went, as far as... a few games in the United States and never went up. But Pelé was important at that time. But then with the FIFA World Cup, this changed quite a bit. And then many other teams were created in the States. The Galaxy, I was talking about, the Los Angeles Galaxy is a great one. And we have the Portland Timbers, we have the Atlanta United, the Seattle Sounders. They are very, very good, teams in the U.S. And then they start pushing, players to play with those teams in the United States. Beckham was one example, And it was basically the end of his career in Europe. And then he went to Los Angeles. And not just to play the soccer, but also was the influence of his wife.
That's what I've heard. About gossips, that I've heard that she enjoyed this stay in L.A. much more than he did. She did a lot in fashion.
And she tried, actually, she tried to go into movies, but...
That didn't work.
Never
heard of it. Okay, but now we have in LA whom? Zlatan Ibrahimovic, right?
A
famous player.
Is playing, and we have famous players now in soccer in the United States. But still, it's a thing that it's the soccer in the United States. It's number five.
I know, but women.
When you talk in the rank, of
yes,
course.
But women.
Women, no, women. It's number one.
Yeah, they keep winning.
They're champions, keeping winning, and it was a big fight with the last women's World Cup. Because they're talking about they're supposed to make the same amount of money as the men's team.
Uh-huh.
But of course they don't, because it's all related with sponsorships and commercials on TV and this and that. But they're fighting for that. But soccer is building up. Little by little is getting there.
A lot of things involve always with the, involves money, big money. Okay, and because talking about the teams, talking about the sports team, I have to say I'm actually very disappointed, because I'm the team handball player in Europe, and this is such a important and a popular sport, and in United States nobody knows what I was training my whole life when I it was not an easy training, and it was not, the fights were not easy, and nobody knows about my struggle, because they have no clue what it is.
Like handball, they have no clue in the United States, and they think handball is that game that like a racquetball that you play with the ball on the wall.
We have those Venice Beach, there's a few like sports fields, and people play handball like a little ball that they just push.
They just hit the ball on the wall,
on the
and
wall.
They think this is handball.
Oh my god,
it's ridiculous,
I feel underappreciated there, because I left my life in team handball. But there's one thing, they have the beach handball in LA. I went for one training, my friend from Germany came, we trained together in the past, and then when she came we went for this training. That was crazy, playing handball on the beach when you cannot
bounce the ball on the,
you cannot
on
bounce the
floor,
ball
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a different rules, you have to do the little turn before scoring for 2 points. That was crazy. We didn't like much. Well, we are too traditional. Anyway, let's go back to sports. What else is there?
Well, when you talk about sports and you talk how famous those players are, and we have to talk about, of course, O.J. Simpson. And O.J. Simpson was one of the greatest football players. And as you know,
well, he didn't end up well.
His career didn't end up well. The Juice. His name was The Juice. Now he's 73 years old. And he is from San Francisco, but now
he left the jail, right?
He left the jail. Now he lives in Las Vegas, but he played for the Buffalo Bills from 72 to 76, and for the 49ers from 78 to 79, and then
he was a celebrity, right? You have to say
he retired. He started to be an actor. He was acting in different movies. He did a bunch of movies. They did close to 20 movies.
Wow.
And he was a commentator on NBC on TV, and then it was in 1994 when everybody knows that he killed his wife and the guy that he thought was the lover of his ex-wife. Actually, he was ex-wife at that time.
Oh,
they were living separately at that point. And in 1995 he was declared not guilty. Trial that was.
I know everybody who lived in States in that time was involved in the O.J. Simpson trial, because everybody was watching. It was like a telenovela, never-ending telenovela.
And just to see how strong this was, an NBA game on the finals was going on when the judge came with the verdict. They stopped the game to change to the courthouse for the judge to tell us the verdict that was not guilty. This was a tragedy. And but anyway, and
but then things turned around, and then he was
he ended up being arrested with some problems in Las Vegas, in a hotel in Las Vegas, that he pull a gun in the face of a friend, and then the judge, like you say in the United States, threw the book on him and give him the maximum penalty for this type of crime, and he was in jail for a few years. Now he's out again. But it's 73 years old. But he was very famous.
Okay, but now you know what came to my mind. Remember, there's this Sacha Baron Cohen, the British comic, he made the interview with O.J. Simpson.
On his series. We saw that show. It was fantastic.
On his series, which was called Who is America? That I recommend everybody to watch. It's not an easy thing to watch. You need like a bottle of wine or seriously something to calm down, because it's a lot of like embarrassing things. And this interview with O.J. Simpson is kind of embarrassing, but you have to watch to decide yourself. Okay, so let's go back to Los Angeles. We are lucky because we have many good teams, but we also have a fantastic hockey team in L.A.
Oh yeah, but it's the Los Angeles Kings.
LA Kings. We can see when you travel, when you go through in Los Angeles, you can see so many flags, banners saying like LA Kings, LA Kings. People love LA Kings.
Yeah. And the Kings were the champion, you know, for a few years in the Stanley Cup.
What is the Stanley Cup?
Stanley Cup was a cup that was created at that time in 19...
Okay. Doesn't matter exactly the year.
I have to find it.
Doesn't matter, but it was...
The Stanley Cup was created in 1893. Lord Stanley of Preston. 1893.
Wow.
And they create this cup, and then now it's called Stanley Cup. And they play every year, and the people, they get that cup. It's a huge trophy, and they have all the names of every team that won on that specific year, and so on and so forth. And the LA Kings, they won a few times, and the Boston Bruins, and the Chicago Blackhawks, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and last year was the St. Louis Blues. But it's just strong, it's big,
I love hockey games. I love hockey games. It's amazing atmosphere.
It's a lot of energy.
Lots of energy. It's very fast paced.
Fast paced.
Lots of fights and great. But talking about fights, we have what's popular in terms of fights in the U.S.
Oh my God! In the U.S., of course, talking about fights, we have to talk about boxing, and now the MMA, it's another big thing in the United States, mixed martial arts. But if you want to talk about boxing, you have to talk about Muhammad Ali, which his name was Cassius Clay, actually.
He changed his name to Muhammad Ali because he changed religion.
His name actually was Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., and he became Muhammad Ali.
I have to say about him, because he is the only person that has a star on a Hollywood Walk of Fame, that his star is not in the pavement. Mm-hmm. It's the one on the wall. Mm-hmm. So this is important information, I think.
Yeah,
but he was big. He was respected.
He was the greatest, and he used to call himself the greatest. He was born in 1942. He died in 2016. He was 74 years old. Had Parkinson's disease, and of course related with boxing. And he was from Kentucky. He was a big man. He was 191 centimeters tall, and he was a big man. And he had many wins. He had actually 56 wins, 37 of them from knockouts. Oh, he lost just 5 times. And another one that used to fight with him was George Foreman. George Foreman, still alive, he's 71 years old. He's from Texas. And of course, Mike Tyson.
I'm happy that you mentioned Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson is the you know, popular in pop culture. And he's not just a boxer now, but a celebrity, and now he invested a lot in marijuana, right?
Exactly.
He has a marijuana ranch.
He's making money with marijuana. He did movies also, and
Hangover.
Hangover, yeah. And but he's a funny guy. He did a stand-up comedy was very good, actually. Oh. The show on HBO, and he's a funny guy. He was born in 1966. He's 54 years old.
Yeah, he still has the future ahead of him. But he went through a tough time after his ending his sports career. He was drinking and smoking, of course, he still does, but taking drugs, and he was really on the bottom. He bankrupted. And he was in trouble, but he said, even in his interview and even in his book, he said that the movie industry brought him back to life, and now he's doing pretty good. So we'll hear about Mike Tyson for sure. And actually, his game, remember when he was fighting with Evander Holyfield in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Were you there at mm-hmm. that time?
Well, I didn't watch the
game,
the game, the fight, the in Las Vegas. I watched on TV, but yeah, it was ear biting
thing.
Because it's very expensive, actually. If you want to go to those fights in Las Vegas, the ticket to watch the fights, they're extremely expensive. And now the MMA is getting there also, and there's a thing that started little by little, the jiu-jitsu and judo and karate, what we call now the mixed martial arts. And now it's getting bigger in the United States and all over the world, but especially in the United States.
Okay, and then we have tennis, because everybody knows Serena Williams, right? I just watched the masterclass with her. She was talking about her life, about how to be motivated, about sports, about the things that happened to her. Very inspiring person, Serena Williams, and her sister, of course.
Yeah, Serena Williams, she won, I think, 23 Grand Slams already. She's strong in the United States. And
Not just in the United States, right?
Well,
all over the
all
world.
All over the world. But, and it's good because not just she's a fantastic player, but it's a black woman that gives incentive to a lot of other kids to play the sports. And but she's something else.
But I've heard that a lot of tennis players, they live and they train in United States, even if they don't play for United States, right? In Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach are the places where there's lots
of... especially California. California has a very good weather all year round. And not just in Los Angeles, but when it's winter time, they go and play in Palm Springs. Same thing with golf. And Tiger Woods sometimes goes to play in Palm Springs during the winter time. It's good weather, and they have very good golf courses, and then they go for it. And but just to continue with the tennis, but we have fantastic names in the sport. John McEnroe was great, and everybody in the world knows Joe McEnroe and Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi and Jim Connors and United States. They had fantastic tennis players.
Mm-hmm. The same with golf, right? You mentioned Tiger Woods. We know about the scandals in his life. I just come back to gossips. I have to always put a little gossip on that. But he's the greatest, of course, Tiger Woods. But now I've heard that his young son, he just won a tournament. So his son is going in his direction.
In his direction, yeah.
The little guy, the little boy just won.
And just for you to talk about, he one of the greatest in the world. He was born in 1975. He is 44 years old. But he's the number one in PGA Tours winning. He won 82 PGA Tours games. He's number one. Nobody in history got so many titles in the PGA Tour like him. And in European Tour, he got 41 titles. And he's the third in European Tours.
Wow.
And he's something else.
That's amazing. And now knowing that a new generation grows and his son is going his way, that's amazing. And so let's talk about your sport now, because you're the athlete too, right?
Well,
and
used to be.
Used to be. Okay, you're still active, but let's talk about triathlon, because triathlon is getting more and more popular in Poland every year. But you moved to the United States in 1990, and then you started to train a few years after that, and you got into triathlon a lot. First running, right? It was marathons, and then triathlons, and then ended up with doing the Ironman.
Yeah. And when I was a kid in school, I used to swim, and this was the the whole thing when I got involved with sports. But then comes
if you're from Rio, right? I mean, you lived in Rio for some time.
Yeah.
Brasilia and Rio.
Exactly.
So in Rio, you could train a little bit more. But the United States, you started to do this
professional way. Yeah, I started running. And then I went for marathons. And started doing the LA Marathon and the San Francisco and the Salt Lake City and San Diego and so on and so forth. And I did, my God, I lost count of how many marathons I did.
Okay, but I know that your friend that we know, he went on one of our tours to Europe, Lou, his name is Lou. Hi, Lou, if you listen to us. That he ran all the marathons that were organized in Los Angeles since 1986. He did 34 marathons.
Exactly. And one of them, if I remember correctly, it was 2 years ago. He had a knee problem and had a knee surgery. He couldn't run. But he had to keep his legacy, because in LA there is a legacy LA Marathon people. There's a group of people that did all the marathons. And not to break his legacy, he walked the LA Marathon on crutches. And he finished the marathon.
Wow.
I think this was about 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow, that's impressive to do all of them, especially on crutches. But he broke his legacy this year because the marathon was canceled 2020 in LA.
Well, the marathon was canceled. The legacy is still there.
Okay. For sure he's going to do next year, so good luck.
Because coronavirus, as I explained, the marathon was canceled because of coronavirus, because the marathon in LA is in March.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay, so what about your Ironman?
But anyway, then
what about your Ironman? Tell us, first of all, what Ironman is.
Well, Ironman is it's the longest distance in triathlon. And basically, to be specific, it's 3.86 kilometers swim and is 180 kilometers bike ride. And then is a marathon, 42.2 kilometers run. This is an Ironman.
Okay, all in a row.
Yeah, of course. And this was a thing that started between friends in Hawaii, and then they decided to create this race between those friends, and the thing grew, and then the triathlon started at that time.
But still, the most famous race is in Kona in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, this is the championship. You have to qualify to get there.
We cannot just sign up.
Or the lottery.
Win the lottery, okay.
You cannot. I never qualified. When I was racing my age groups that I was in, it was always...
The toughest,
people
yeah.
faster than me, very competitive. And then I never did Hawaii.
But you did a few other. And then how it is?
I did Brazil twice, and I did in the United States, in Santa Rosa in California, and it's tough. It's of course it's not easy. You have to train for it. You cannot say, oh, we're gonna do an Ironman. It's not like that. And
it takes weeks, months, actually.
Takes a year, basically. If you want to really train for an Ironman, takes a year.
If you already you've been doing something,
of course
before.
you have to have your base created.
Okay, but I remember you told me years ago about a nun, old woman who runs who competes in Ironman every year. She's called actually Iron Nun.
Mm-hmm.
The lady's like 90 years old right now, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah.
And is she still racing? Is she still doing this? Like, how you can do when you're 60, 70, 80 years old, how you can do Ironman? How you can do Ironman anyway?
But she's still doing it. I think so. Her name is Madonna Butter. She was born in 1930, and she's 90 years old. She did. It's incredible. She did 390 triathlons. For you to understand, because you're talking about Ironman. Ironman is one
of the triathlons.
Category of triathlons. We have different distances. But she did 390 triathlons in her life, and in 2012 she finished the Ironman Canada, and
did she win?
Well, on her age group.
Oh yeah,
she won her age group. But
she was the only one in age group.
I don't know.
I have to find out.
But just for you to have an idea, she started training him when she was 48 years old.
Oh my God, I still have a chance.
And she did her first triathlon when she was 52. And her first Ironman, she was 55. And she did 45 Ironmans.
No, I cannot even
in her life.
Imagine this.
And she's amazing. And then in 2016, she finished with the time of 16 hours, 59 minutes and 3 seconds. I'm saying this because 17 hours is the cutoff.
Okay.
You cannot go over 17 hours.
Oh my God, so she had like 1 minute left?
She had 47 seconds left.
Oh my God.
She finished with 16 hours, 59 minutes and 3 seconds.
I think in this case, it's not you, your body, it's your brain.
It's your
mind.
Ironman, it's because when you talk about triathlons, and when you go for Olympic distance, which is 1 kilometer swim, it's 40 kilometers bike, and it's 10 kilometers run. This, if you train a little bit, you can do it. The thing is speed. You have to put speed on it. You have to go for it. And then it comes to there is some other odd distances as well. But then it comes to the half Ironman, which is basically what I'm saying, half of what the Ironman is, and which is for me is number one, because you can train. You can finish the race and you're still strong and you have fun.
So you're saying after Ironman, when you finish Ironman, you're kind of like done with sports for quite some time because you're too...
You have to take at least a week off.
Oh, okay.
Doing nothing.
Okay.
Just eating and sleeping.
Yeah,
because your body has to recover. And,
okay, but you
your muscles, it takes a lot of toll on your muscles. In skeleton, in everything, your body has to recover at least a week.
You know, I don't know anything about this because I'm a sprinter. I used to run sprints, and as you know, the handball is also a fast sport. So my mind works always to go as fast as possible and then rest. I cannot. It's very difficult for me to pace myself, even for the like 10K. Okay, Hugo. So I have one last question to you. This is about escape from Alcatraz. Did you escape from Alcatraz? Did you have this swim?
Yeah, this was one of the triathlons that I did. It's a fantastic competition. It starts at the in Alcatraz. They bring you early in the morning in a boat, and they put you in a boat, and then at 7 o'clock is the departure, the start of the race. But the year that I did, the current was really strong because the bay has a very strong current. Depends on the tide, and the current was really strong that day. Going out was a low tide, and then the Coast Guard came and they made the announcement saying, "Listen, if you want to get to Marine Beach, you should start swimming towards downtown,
because
the current is going to take you there."
Which is opposite direction.
Almost opposite direction. And when I got to Marine Beach, I looked to my right shoulder and was people already under the Golden Gate Bridge, and the Coast Guard was collecting them because the current is strong sometimes. And the water is really, really cold.
Okay, you have to have the
wetsuit is the only way. There are some crazy people, swimmers in San Francisco, that they live in San Francisco. They swim without wetsuits, but they're doing this for I don't know how many years. And you get used to it.
Okay, but San Francisco is famous also because of many other sport events, and one specific one that I call the Naked Race.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done this one?
I did a couple times.
Well, naked?
No, not naked. I had my shorts and my shoes on.
Okay, because I was just afraid that I'm going to learn something new about you right now during the podcast. Okay, so you have your shorts on.
No, but I had my shorts and my shoes on. No, but this race, it's a race that started a long time ago. It was in 1912 because of the earthquake in 1906. And the city was completely destroyed by the earthquake. And this was a way for the city to improve the spirit of the
citizens.
The citizens in town. And then they create this race called Beta Breakers. It starts in downtown, go to the west side of the city. And it's 12 kilometers. But now, as you know, San Francisco is a very liberal city, and they do all kinds of things. There's people running with costumes like a bee, like a butterfly, and people running naked. Lots of them, actually. And
sounds interesting. And the funny part is, like, in some places, people lift their mood in a different way. But exactly. In San Francisco, if you want to have a better mood, just take your clothes off and run.
And run naked.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Hugo, for being on my podcast. And we have to explain to you guys that we are not Native Americans, as you can hear. We were not born in America. That's why our accents are pretty strong, especially mine. Maybe not as strong as Melania's Trump, but but still. So we apologize for this, but we hope you enjoyed our podcast, our conversation. And we invite you to listen Rozmowy przez Ocean every Friday. So stay with us and hear you soon. Thank you so much, Hugo. And
no, thank you. Thank you for having me. It was fantastic. And I'm open for some other time, some other conversation.
But you know that our audience is basically mainly Polish.
I know. I understand that. And but I love to talk to Polish people. And once again, thanks a lot. Dziękuję. Do widzenia.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. You made it. Dziękuję bardzo. Do usłyszenia. Rozmowy przez ocean.